Our third priority is to promote future growth in our Wolfspeed Power and RF business and allow Cree shareholders to better realize the full value of this business. As I mentioned earlier, there was some near-term revenue softness in RF due to macro headwinds in the quarter. The bookings have improved for the fiscal Q3, and we target good growth in both product lines over the second half of our fiscal year. Based on the near-term revenue softness and market conditions for IPOs, the IPO would likely not occur before the second half of calendar 2016. In the near term, we're focused on growing the business as we have the flexibility to be patient and get the timing right.